You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Live in Detroit? Studies show you'll pay more for auto insurance than anywhere else in the country. But what if you don't make enough to pay for continuous insurance coverage and you want to get your vehicle registered? Many are turning to a legal workaround called 7-day auto insurance, a loophole that could be closing. Chad Livengood is senior reporter for Crane's Detroit Business, and he is here with us via Skype. Chad, your latest piece for Crane's takes a very deep dive into 7-day auto insurance. Just what is the problem this 7-day policy tries to solve?
The problem is that insurance in Detroit is simply unaffordable for most Detroiters, especially those in the working poor. But even as we've seen some of the newcomers, millennials from the suburbs who are working in downtown and living in downtown and midtown, but they're continuing to keep their insurance at mom and dad's house in the suburbs. But for Detroiters who don't have the luxury of a Ferndale address or a Grosse Pointe address to put their insurance in, they are stuck with buying insurance that's two or three times typically what people in the suburbs will pay. That's driven by a whole host of factors, from people's credit score to our medical benefits, our unique no-fault system in Michigan that covers unlimited amounts of medical benefits and procedures if you're in an auto accident. So people have found a way to work around, and there's a company called LA Insurance. They have 30 stores in Detroit alone, and there you can see them on pretty much most corridors, main intersections, and they sell what they call the Jumpstart Plan, which is a 7-day insurance plan that people basically go use to get their vehicles registered legally with the Secretary of State's office. And then they, most of the time, let it expire. The Secretary of State's office recently did an audit of a sample of 7-day insurance plans and found 84% of them did not have insurance after 90 days. So they're basically driving around for the other 51 weeks of the year without insurance.
Chad, some people may hear what you were talking about and look at this as, oh, look at them scamming the system. But your story makes a very good point. It's people trying to navigate this no-fault system and where they live. You know, you pay higher than anywhere else in the country. They need to keep using cars to get to work and get their kids to school.
There's 140 square miles in Detroit. It's not a very compact city. So if you live in the northwest side and you work downtown, you will face a daunting system of public transit to get there. So if you can afford a vehicle, you're going to get it and use the car to get you to your job. Interviewed this commercial truck driver who described that he had a piece of crap, quote, his words, not mine, 1998 rust bucket Dodge Ram truck, and he paid $700 for this. He was quoted $500 a month for auto insurance. And if you can't afford $500 a month, you're going to look for that next option, and that next option is a 7-day plan, which the state insurance department has allowed for years, but now is suddenly cracking down on or taking a long review of.
Why?
Well, they're not saying, and it's kind of an unprompted issue. It's funny, I started looking into this and sort of stumbled upon this state insurance commissioner department's review, but there's only one carrier that still sells this. I was told by the CEO of LA Insurance, Anthony Youssef, that just a couple of years ago, there were four carriers. So they've been slowly pulling out of the state and not providing this short-term option anymore. Again, this also kind of drives back to this larger issue that has sort of loomed and been bounced around in Lansing, and nobody really has, you know, been able to solve this nut about how to lower the cost of auto insurance. Because if you compare what we pay for, even suburban drivers in Detroit versus suburban drivers in Columbus or Cleveland, they're still paying more than their counterparts in these surrounding areas. And that's partly the system that we've built. But for a lot of people in Detroit, the system is broken.
So trying to close this legal loophole sounds more like a Band-Aid. It's not going to fix the problem.
Yeah, if you close it, the point's been made to me by the insurance industry, people can just buy six-month plans and cancel them the day after they get their vehicle registered. There's no follow-up. There's no tracking to make sure that you have insurance. And not like this big Byzantine system of Obamacare to make sure that you have health insurance. Where in auto insurance, you get your plates, and then the Secretary of State's office doesn't see you for another 51, 52 weeks. And that's how the system is set up. Just banning these seven-day plans is probably going to create new workarounds.
Chad Livengood, senior reporter with Crane's Detroit Business. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.